and undoubtedly the top story of the day. 24 hours after Mamata Banerjee announced her list of candidates, the BJP has declared names for 57 seats in the first and second phase of elections in Bengal and set up what is easily going to be the blockbuster fight in the state. Mamata Banerjee versus her former protege, now turned BJP leader, Suvendu Adhikari. And fanning the flames is the Prime Minister himself, who will hold his first major election rally in the state of Kolkata on Sunday. Mamata Banerjee will also join battle from Siliguri in North Bengal, from where she will launch an attack on what is hurting people the most today. That is the price of petrol, diesel and cooking gas.
Mamata Banerjee versus Shubhendu Adhikari, the blockbuster battle in Nandigram for the Bengal Assembly. From trusted aide to turncoat to electoral opponent, Shubhendu Adhikari is fighting to save his political prestige. Mamata Banerjee has picked up the gauntlet he had thrown, declaring she would fight not from two seats as announced earlier, but only one, Nandigram. The BJP list of 57 was announced in Delhi. Before that, Dinesh Trivedi, who had quit as TMC MP in dramatic fashion, joined the BJP.
Bengal ki janta ek asli janta ke parivartan ke liye taiyar hai. Pehle jo parivartan hua tha, wo satta ka parivartan hua tha.
The Trinamool dismisses these developments as rejects looking for alternate options. They say the BJP is struggling to find 294 candidates in Bengal and so looking at disgruntled elements or those who haven't got tickets from the TMC.
For all those who say there's no democracy in Bengal, nothing is allowed, how come all these rallies are happening? We've announced a list for all the seats, bar three in the hills. And the reason they cannot announce this, because when they announce, then Khala Hobe, then the match will start. I'll tell you why. Because there's a BJP old, there's a BJP new, and there's a Trinamool C team, which is now the BJP C team.
The BJP is leaving no stone unturned to ensure that the Prime Minister's rally is a major success. The Prime Minister will address voters here in Bengal from the Brigade Parade grounds, and the BJP says that it's going to be one of the most massive rallies in West Bengal. The Trinamool, on the other hand, says that no matter what the crowd is, no matter how many times the Prime Minister comes to Bengal, the Trinamool is winning, and the BJP is now depending on rejected Trinamool leaders to fight its election battle. In Kolkata with cameraperson GD Shankar, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Right, so Nandigram, the site of protests against the left government, which had ignited a popular upsurge and catapulted the TMC to power in 2011, is set for one of the keenest electoral battles in the state, with Mamata Banerjee taking on her former protege turned rival, the now BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari. Mamata Banerjee on Friday rolled up her sleeves for the battle royale, declaring that she will fight only from one seat, and that will be Nandigram, handing her traditional Bhavanipur seat in Kolkata to her power minister. So is the Bengal chief minister's choice to contest only one seat a gamble or a move that displays supreme confidence? Joining us first on Left, Right and Centre tonight, Derek O'Brien, the TMC's parliamentary party leader in the Rajya Sabha. Mr. O'Brien, Suvendu Adhikari, the BJP's catch of the poll season, vowing that he's going to turn this outsider table or this tag on the CM. Contesting only one seat, is that a gamble or certainly a catch-22? Because the BJP is now claiming that, you know, the incumbent chief minister is giving up her traditional seat because of she's sensing strong anti-incumbency on the ground.
You see, if she fought two seats, then they would have said that one was a safety valve for the other seat. If the BJP are so confident that they're going to do so very well in Bengal, why don't they announce the candidate list, the full candidate list, for the first two phases of the elections? They have not done that as yet. It's now 9 p.m. on the 6th of March, the BJP have not announced their full candidate list for phase 1 and phase 2. Trinamool Congress, since we've been working here in government for the last 10 years, and Mamata Banerjee has been here for the last so many years. We've announced our 291 candidates yesterday. So the reason they can't announce it, because there's a lot of gas balloon coming out from Delhi. Today, did you hear the announcement? They announced 57 of the 60 candidates. I really want to take that clip of the announcement and we play that clip around the whole of Bengal. That's all we have to show. Because I'm sorry to say, at least 5-6 constituencies were pronounced incorrectly. The announcements were done in Delhi. This is the same party who used to talk about and criticize the Congress party about high command. They are even worse. This was done in Delhi. So now is not the big talk. We are quietly confident. We've announced our 291. Now let them chase us. All we know is that they know, at least they know now they're chasing.
Fair enough. So you're saying they are clearly the outsider, proven by the announcement in Delhi, mispronunciations, etc. But are they at least, has the BJP at least not
No, it's not only that. It's not about mispronunciations are okay. It's okay with mispronunciations. Even sometimes even I pronounce Bengali words not perfectly. That's also fine. But is Bengal ready to accept this party who say that Rabindranath Tagore was born in Shantiniketan? You really think Bengal is ready to accept a party where the Birsa Munda statue is the wrong statue is garlanded? Do you think Bengal is accept a statue where the great writer is desecrated and all these things are happening?
But in Nandigram, it's
BJP
not going to be an outsider or a BJP. It's going to be a former TMC leader themselves. Has the BJP at least locked in Mamata Banerjee? Clearly, she's not going to be able to give much time to Nandigram because she is the face of this election.
Have you realized, I can also tell you, have the BJP managed to do with this, and one candidate they've selected for one seat, Mamata Banerjee announced her candidature from Nandigram many weeks ago. Because there are three BJPs here, Ms. Jacob. The first BJP is the old BJP, then we have the new BJP, and we have the Trinamool C team, BJP C team. So which BJP are you talking about? And they may have killed many birds with one stone. Where is their chief minister candidate? You're talking about a seat, one seat out of 291. I don't even want to go there. Where is the BJP's chief minister candidate? I challenge the man with the Tagore look-alike beard to come here. They'll have a big rally. He'll give you a lot of big talk. He, Mr. Shah, will give a lot of big talk. Answer one simple question. Our candidate is a lady called Mamata Banerjee. I challenge you at the Brigade Parade rally tomorrow to give the people of Bengal, not because I want to know, the people of Bengal want to know. You're talking about X seats and Y seats. Tell the people of Bengal, who is your chief minister candidate? Come on, you can't say who it is. Because if you say who it is, if you say it's C, A, B, D and E will get upset. If you say it's D, A, B, C and E will get upset. So you can't say it. You're only doing big talk and you're trying to hustle us. Listen, you keep hustling. We know very quietly we have to run a long campaign. The Election Commission has done something which has never been done since independence. Longer campaign will suit BJP because they've got more money. You need more money to run a longer campaign.
No,
you
but
should
the last
look,
time
Ms.
round
Jacob,
two, the polls were held in seven phases, right, Mr. Ryan?
Yeah.
So yes. Why is it?
So this time it's eight phases. Okay, fair. I'm being reasonable. From seven to eight. Can you believe from the time we started voting, Calcutta has two seats. Calcutta South will vote in one phase. Calcutta North will vote in another phase. A district has been broken up into two, sliced into two, sometimes three. And the district also will vote in phases. You know, it's like almost since in a cricket match and we are all in a good mood because India won the cricket series against England. It's almost like saying, on the first day, this is the pitch. Okay, it's a dusty turner. On the second day, because we want to make it a bouncy wicket. On the third day, we'll change the umpires. And the umpires are the Election Commission. Well, we don't want to say anything about that. So they've done everything they can, plus they've got the money, plus they try and intimidate media barons or media owners. And some people, like your media owner, will not
will not be supine or prostrate in front of them. There are a few left. They'll try and do all this. They've got the media, they've got the money, and they've got three allies. I don't know why we have this impression that the allies are leaving. No, they're not. Only Shiv Sena left and Shiromani Akali Dal left, but they've got the three most reliable allies in the country, the CBI, the IT and the ED.
So has the TMC complained to the EC about the Prime Minister's photo being used on COVID-19 vaccine certificates?
Yes, Ms. Jacob. We wrote a letter for the certificates on the vaccines. The great man's photograph was appearing on the vaccine. We wrote a letter for the petrol pumps. He was looking down at you. And then, in fact, a lot of our friends told us you shouldn't have done that, because the way the petrol prices and all have gone up, you see the petrol prices and you see his picture. Yes, and the Election Commission have agreed to do the two little small things. I don't want to be cynical. So it's nice they've done that as a gesture. But I hope for the 8 phases, we will see this oxymoron, a neutral umpire or a neutral EC. We can only hope. We've even written a letter asking for one of the officials. His track record is so bad, and we've given a whole list of incidents, hardcore incidents, to say that the person himself should be removed. But it's okay. You bring your umpire, you bring your money, you bring whatever else you want, you bring them all. And I also want to make it clear today, since Ms. Jacob, we are chatting like this, is that this outsider, insider, you know, if your name is Jacob or Agarwal or Sharma or Roy or Huck, you're all welcome in Bengal. You're not outsiders as long as you come and work here. Work here, spend your time here, have a ration card here, have an Aadhaar card from Bengal. Our objection is to which outsiders? We object to those outsiders who are coming here seeking votes. That's their only agenda in life. They don't want to know about health, what are the parameters of education, what the Mamata Banerjee government has done. Our simple proposition is that this is what the Mamata Banerjee government has done for the people of Bengal in the last 10 years. Tuck, 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 tuck. And this is what you have promised you will do in the last 6 years, 7 years, you haven't delivered. This is the same gentleman who's coming to Brigade Parade Ground tomorrow. He's the same gentleman who said, give me 51 days after demonetization and I will fix it all. But the lady in Bengal, what did she say? 2 hours after the announcement, she said, and she's not an economist, but she said, withdraw this draconian decision. So I can carry on like this by giving you so many examples. We're talking about the Ayushman Bharat, which all is right. The health card. The health card started in Bengal 2-3 years before Ayushman Bharat. Beti,
well,
one
Derek
more example,
O'Brien,
please.
Thank you.
I really get a chance, Ms. Jacob,
all
I
right.
really get a chance to speak. You're at least asking me a question and waiting for an answer.
We
wow.
are always inviting you, Mr.
Let me
O'Brien.
Give you one
okay,
more example.
Ahead.
The Beti Bachao and the Kanyashri. What is the Beti Bachao advertising budget? Is 74% of the total. Kanyashri touched 69 lakh. The lives of 69 lakh girls, the budget is 9,500 crores. This is our message which we have to take out to the people of Bengal, how we've touched lives. Not about divisive. And my last point to you today is this is not an election about Bengal. This is not an election only for the Trinamool Congress to win. This is an election where the Indian Constitution has to win. And our idea of India for tomorrow has to win. This is not about Trinamool or Bengal. It's way beyond that. And that's why this means so much to all of us.
Derek O'Brien, thank you so much for joining us, speaking with us. Thank you for your time tonight. So let's open up this debate further. We have Kamruzzaman Chaudhary, spokesperson of the Bengal Congress. Manojit Mandal, political analyst who supports the BJP. We have Bhaskar Ghosh, leader of the BJP, and Shikha Mukherjee, senior journalist. Bhaskar Ghosh, first to you. All right, we don't have Bhaskar Ghosh left. Let's just try and get Bhaskar immediately. We want him to respond to some of the questions raised there by Derek O'Brien. So, Shikha Mukherjee, to you first, the manner in which Mamata Banerjee has announced that she has decided to contest from Nandigram, that at least one has to say is inspiring. And I would like to ask Bhaskar Ghosh this, because it's unlike the Prime Minister Modi or Rahul Gandhi, she's not contesting two seats. So there's no backup seat needed here for Mamata Banerjee.
Well, I think Mamata Banerjee has taken a calculated decision. It's partly risky, but at the same time, it does two things. One, it suggests that she's fairly confident. Two, she is kind of saying that it's also a signal to the TMC workers across the state not to feel shaky, because here she is taking this risk. And they have to kind of mobilize and come together and fight for the party. Because like the BJP, as Mr. O'Brien was saying, that the Trinamool itself is faction-ridden and there are problems within the party, which is typical of a Congress party. But having said that, let me also say that in deciding to contest from this one rural seat, she is sending out a message that her loyalties, her concern, etc., remain with the rural common masses of West Bengal.
Okay,
and this is important because what she's also trying to do is establish that West Bengal altogether is something where she is acceptable, not just located within that urban constituency of Bhavanipur
in Calcutta. All right. Bhaskar Ghosh, thanks for joining us. I'm sure, or I hope you were listening to Derek O'Brien of the TMC. The first question to ask is, clearly, unlike Prime Minister Modi or Rahul Gandhi, Mamata Banerjee not requiring a backup seat. She's not contesting two seats. She's just putting all her eggs in that one basket, a sign of supreme confidence?
Hello. Are you getting my voice?
Yes, we are.
All right. So, first of all, let me tell you one thing, that after the TMC has published his entire team or entire candidate list, see the hordes of people coming from TMC to BJP, and they're highly discontented, they're highly dissatisfied. And this itself shows that the TMC's internal structures and mechanisms are absolutely in doldrums, absolutely in doldrums.
So that is exactly what the TMC is saying, Mr. Ghosh, that you are only getting their rejects, those who are disgruntled with the party.
You
cannot win an election
based
on, discards from the TMC. Derek O'Brien had a question. He is asking, why has the BJP not released its list? The TMC is released for all eight phases. The BJP, Derek O'Brien points out, has not even released a complete list for the first two phases.
No, first of all, BJP is a national party and the list has been decided at different level from state to the national parliamentary board. It is not that one woman or one man or one family decides the tickets. Number two, the BJP has its traditional way of selecting the seats in a very democratic style. And that democratic styles is been quite reflected in the list BJP has published. There is no question of any family nepotism. There is no sign of any kind of undemocratic attitudes of selection. So it is a multi-layer and multi-tier selection process. So naturally, when the things are happening in a very professional way, so it will take its own time.
Lastly,
Derek O'Brien, I want to ask you that why after publishing your first list, it is such a hordes of people who are discontent and already in different corner of West Bengal, they have started agitating. They're discontent that people having Trinamool for last 20 years has been showing the back seat. Let him first answer his own questions.
Okay. Lastly, a question raised by Derek O'Brien is, does the BJP have a chief ministerial candidate for West Bengal?
So, end of the day, the BJP has been selected the first two phase in a very well thought of, very democratic and very multi-tier decision-making systems. So, Mr. Derek O'Brien should not be very inquisitive that why BJP has taken so much of time to release the tickets.
All right. You haven't answered the question about the chief ministers, who your chief minister candidate is going to be. But Manojit Mandal, again, the big focus today, of course, in Nandigram. It's not going to be easy because Uvindu Adhikari has been the Trinamool MLA from Nandigram since 2016. Isn't this a family bastion? So this whole outsider tag is not really going to work in Nandigram. We don't have Mr. Mandal. Kamruzzaman Chaudhary, please respond over here to another issue raised.
First of all, from the very beginning, we are mentioning.
All right, give me a second, Mr. Ghosh. Mr. Chaudhary, you're the spokesperson for the Bengal Congress. Yeah. Derek O'Brien saying clearly this is not an election just for Bengal. This goes way beyond that. Is the Left Congress Alliance going to play spoiled sport here? As he points out, candidates for the BJP, Mr. Ghosh says, are being decided in Delhi by the National Party. And on the ground there, will the Left Congress Alliance be playing spoiled sport?
One thing you must remember, we are into this election to win the election, not to make somebody win the election or make somebody else lose this election. We are here with our full force and full confidence to win this election for Bengal of 2021. The last 10 years of misrule of Trinamool government and the last 7 years of misrule of the BJP government at the center is playing in the minds of the Bengal population right now. The voters have already decided that after the Nandigram agitation, what we saw in Nandigram was a zero development. Now, Mamata Banerjee, as far as I know, Mamata Banerjee has visited Nandigram maybe once or twice after 2016 election. Now, suddenly she has pitched herself against Shubhendu Adhikari just for the sake of creating a binary that in Bengal, the fight is between the TMC and the BJP. But the ground reality says something else. Ground reality, the Sayyuk Morcha of the Congress, the left and its allies have formed a formidable alliance in the state. And we are very confident that doing very
Shikha
well.
Shikha Mukherjee, last 30 seconds to you, ma'am, then. So that is the reality on the ground, says Mr. Chaudhary. Mamata Banerjee, the reality is, does have extraordinarily high stakes in this election. She's facing not just the BJP's massive election machine, but also this alliance of the left and Congress. And it's got, the support of Abbas Siddiqui. Is that, the dark horse here? What could be a game changer here?
I think the game changer really is how Mamata Banerjee tackles this election. There is a lineup of two opposition forces against the Trinamool Congress, which has its own burden of anti-incumbency. So basically, how Mamata Banerjee handles this election is going to be the key to how everybody else plays the election. Mm. Because frankly speaking, she is the biggest and tallest leader in West Bengal, regardless of what anybody says at this point in time.
So it's going to be a cutthroat battle for the Nandigram seat between the son of the soil and the charismatic chief minister. Too early to predict who will have the last laugh, but thank you all for joining us tonight on this big story today. We're going to go in for a short break, but there's much more coming up on NDTV. Don't go away.